I didn't get that. What about that? What is that? This is our intelligence. And it starts with that. There is someone in here who doesn't bow to the heart, to the breath of God. It's in me. So I should always remember that. This is the source of my doubts, my questioning the truth, my questioning the just and justice, me questioning everything and everyone. Yes.
Your stalk of knowledge is like the sound of whistle. It is the cry of birds, but it is bird ensnaring. That has waylaid myriads of birds, the bird being duped that a friend has come. When it hears in the air the sound of that whistle, it comes from the air and is made captive here. Through your deceit, the people of Noah are in lamentation. They have hearts charred and bosoms to shreds. You gave Ad in this world to the wind. You cast into torment and sorrows. Through you was the stoning of the people of Lot. Through you were they sunk into the black rain water. Through you was the brain of Nimrod crumbled. O you that have raised thousands of sorts of turmoil. Through you the intelligence of Pharaoh, the acute and sage, became blinded. He found no understanding.
You see how it goes. Step by step, he is reminding us about what? A couple of stories. These are made of stories. Why did we make up these stories? To show you the different aspects of this intelligence bothering your heart. It's always the enemy. In our stories, we're talking about a prophet and someone against it. He goes step by step. He starts from the feeling in Noah's time. The people who are not really connected well, so they don't understand what Noah is all about, to put everyone in a ship to save them all. Then he goes to Ad. Then he goes to Lut. It starts with what? First is the connection. The second one is forgetting the limit. You know, remember Ad, which will make a line around the stuff that he wants to protect, and the wind will not cross the line. Then from that he will go to the Lut, who were sexist people, which looked at anything, even the angel of God, as a subject of sex. Then it goes to Namrud, which was the biggest, the most powerful fellow who nobody could kill, and the fly will go and will take his brain. Then the Pharaoh, and say, look at the Pharaoh. Pharaoh was what? Here you will read through you the intelligence of Pharaoh, the acute and sage, and I don't get it really, because to me here the rhyme is very clear. There's the intelligence of the Pharaoh who was a clever and philosopher. The philosophy you learn. Your Pharaoh will learn the philosophy. You learn philosophy because of personal interest. And philosophers, they talk about something they don't know really. And they don't have any proof. And they start with doubt. How do you compare the philosophers with the people we call masters or enlightened fellows? Have you ever compared them? They have something opposite. All these masters, they talk the same. Every philosopher will become a philosopher by proving the other one, the last one, wrong. So they are oppositions. And each of them will say, the truth is what I'm telling you. Which one do you believe? None of them. Because they try to think logically. Philosophy is something that was holding Rumi from being a real believer. Philosophy is something that Shams saved him from. It's not about you thinking and finding the path of the truth. It's about you opening your heart to the truth. Because truth is not the subject of understanding. It is the subject of passion. This is what the truth does in us. If there is not that passion, the truth is a stupid action that you lose. That's what it is. In animal life, the truth is that a stupid stuff. Imagine an animal declaring his position and his weaknesses for the hunter. It's quite obvious what will happen. The truth feels good. It's no good. I mean, it doesn't bring you something positive, but it feels so good that you would be ready, of course, if you have a mature taste, you're ready to give everything for that pleasure. The pleasure that is in the heart and is permanent, is not temporary. Here we will go even further. Yes, it's Boulahab.
Through you also, Boulahab became an unworthy one. Through you also, Boulahakam became Bouljah.
You know the difference. Boulhakam means the father of hikmat, wisdom. Boujahl means the father of ignorance, jah.
O you that on this chessboard, for the sake of remembrance, have checkmated hundreds of thousands of masters. O you by whose difficult attacking moves hearts have been burned and your heart has been blackened. You are the sea of cunning. The creature is a drop. You are like a mountain and simple ones a moat. Who shall escape from your cunning, O adversary? We are drowned in the flood, except them that are protected. By you many a fortunate star has been burned. By you many an army and host have been scattered.
You see, the Caliph stood up and said, he started with this, that whatever you said was correct has nothing to do with you. Let us see what normally you do. Logically, okay. Whatever negative happens to the human beings is from you. You are the thief. You are the one within that knows where the treasury is. And if there was not that help that you cannot go in the treasury, we will finish. Thanks God we have a locked room inside that you cannot go deep in. But I will not forget that you cannot be the source of the goodness I'm looking for. Because good for you is a personal good. Good for me is a universal good. There is this distinctive difference. Let's put it away next time, because I don't want to go fast here. I want you to reflect upon this Iblis which we are all carrying inside. Okay, the last verse of the last story. The saying of the Prophet. گفت پیغمبر مران بیمار را این بگو که سهل کن دشوار را آتنا فی الدار دنیانا حسن آتنا فی الدار عبانا حسن راه را بر ما چوبستان کن لطیف، منزل ما خود تو باشی ای شریف. مؤمنان در حشر گویند این ملک، نه که دوزخ بود راه مشترک. مؤمنان کافر بر او یابد گذار، ما ندیدیم اندر این ره دود و نار. نش بهشت و بارگاه ایمنی، پس کجا بودن گذرگاه دنی؟ پس ملک گوید که آن روزه خزر که فلانجا دیده ایدم در گذر، دوزخ آن بود و سیاستگاه سخت، بر شما شد باغ و بستان و درخت. چون شما این نفس دوزخ خوی را، آتشی گبر فتن جوی را جهد ها کردید و او شد پرصفا، نار را کشتید از بحر خدا. آتش شهوت که شعله می زدی، سبزه تقوا شد و نور هدی. آتش خشم از شما هم حلم شد، ظلمت جهل از شما هم علم شد. آتش حرص از شما ایثار شد، وان حسد چون خار بود گلزار شد. چون شما این جمله آتش های خیش بهر کشتید، جمله پیش پیش نفس ناری را چو باغی ساختید، اندر او تخم وفا انداختید. بلبلان ذکر و تسبیح اندر او، خوش سرایان در چمن بر طرف جو. داعی حق را اجابت کردید، در حجیم نفس آب آمد. دوزخ ما نیز در حق شما سبزه گشت و گلشن و برگ و نوا. چیست احسان را مکافاته ای پسر؟ لطف و احسان و ثواب معتبر. نی شما گفتید ما قربانیم، پیش اوصاف بقا ما فانیم. ما اگر غلاش و اگر دیوانیم، مست آن ساقی و آن پیمانیم. بر خط و فرمان او سر می نهیم، جان شیرین را گروگان می دهیم. تا خیال دوست در اسرار ماست، چاکری و جان سپاری کار ماست. هر کجا شمع بلا افروختند، صد هزاران جان عاشق سوختند. عاشقی عاشقانی که از درون خانه اند، شمع روی یار را پروانند. ای دل آنجا رو که با تو روشنند، و از بلاها مر تو را چون جوشنند. در میان جان تو را جان می تا تو را پرباده چون جا می کنند. در میان جان ایشان خانه گیر، در فلک خانه کنی بدر منیر. چون عطا رو دفتر دل وا کنند، تا که بر تو سرها پیدا کنند. پیش خیشان باش چون آواره ای، بر مه کامل زن ار مه پاره ای. جزء را از کل خود پرهیز چیست؟ با مخالف این همه آمیز چیست؟ جنس را بین نو گشته در روش، غیب ها بین عین گشته در رهش. تا چو زن عشوه خری ای بیخرد، از دروغ و عشوه کی یابی مدد. چاپلوس و لفظ شیرین و فریب، می ستانه می نهی چون زن به جیب. مر تو را دشنام و سیلی شهان، بهتر آید از ثنای گمرهان. صف شاهان خور مخور شهد خسان، تا کسی گردی ز اقبال کسان. زن که از ایشان خلعت و دولت رسد، در پناه روح جان گردد جسد. هر کجا بینی برهنه و بینوا، دان که او بگریخت است از اوستا. تا چنان گردد که میخواهد دلش، آن دل کور بد بی حاصلش. گر چنان گشتی که استا خواستی، خیش را و خیش را آراستی. هر که از استا گریزد در جهان، اوز دولت می گریزد این بدان. پیشه یا مختی در کسب تن، چنگ اندر پیشه دینی بزن. در جهان پوشیده گشتی یا غنی، چون برون آیی از اینجا چون کنی. پیشه یا موز کن در آخرت، اندر آید دخل کسب مغفرت. آن جهان شهریست پر بازار و کسب، تا نپنداری که کسب اینجاست هست. حق تعالی گفت که این کسب جهان، پیش آن کسب است لعب کودکان. همچون طفلی که بر طفلی تند، شکل صحبت کن مساسی می کند. کودکان سازند در بازی دکان، سود نبود جز که تعبیر زمان. شب شود در خانه آید گرسنه، کودکان رفته بمانده یک تنه. این جهان بازیگه هست و مرگ شب، بازگردی کیسه خالی پر تعب. کسب دین عشق است و جذب اندرون، قابلیت نور حق را ای هرون. کسب فانی خواهد از این نفس خس، چند کس به خاص